Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I think I'm about to get wet. We have some thunderstorms on the way in, but the last couple of evenings, we've been in the 60s here, and I have been in my glory. You would have been wearing a sweater and probably had a towel, a huge blanket wrapped around you.
Oh, not that bad. Not that bad.
Okay,
just a sweatshirt and sweatpants.
But anyway, it's all good. How about you?
Doing well. Just got back from the farm. Did a lot of work at the farm over this weekend. So it's all good.
Well, I did housework today. I was the domestic goddess.
You know, it's
naturally
always
made
nice.
Me happy.
You know, it's interesting. You know, we were talking about this before we went on the show, but I think the listeners would be interested in it. You know, a lot of people get into Void of Course Moons, and a lot of people really think, ooh, it's so harsh, and it's this and it's that, because, you know, nothing really occurs. You're like in a limbo state. Whatever aspect is the last aspect on that particular time is held until it goes into the next sign. And so here again, it's kind of, you know, everybody gives it a bad name because you can't go forward in it. You can't finish things in it. It kind of stops and stands time still. And, you know, we were talking about it earlier, and I thought you just said that you were doing the housekeeping. And it's funny because what I found to be most productive about Void of Course Moons is that you stop what you normally can. Yeah, there's restrictions there and it's frustrating, but do something that you've left behind that you need to go back and clean up and do, you know, because a lot of times that inward time can really do something different. And so I say try something different under a Void of Course Moon next time, and you might see a different result of them. You might appreciate them a little bit more.
Yeah, I seem to get some momentum, and I do feel kind of timeless in it. And so I just started doing stuff, and then I decided to take a little nap. I did that. I got up and did some more things and stuff, and I enjoyed it because I've been so busy with clients, because right now a lot of people are going through a lot of changes, and you and I are both there. I mean, we really want to be there for our people, and we're so dedicated to our work. But then I realized, you know, I hadn't taken a day off in like 45 days. I mean, I think that's a bit much. Okay.
So
I decided that I was going to do some of my domestic goddess stuff today, and that seemed to work out just fine.
And there you go, a productive Void of Course Moon.
Absolutely, absolutely. And think about it being Pisces too. It's interesting because the Pisces energy to me, anything I do well, I can do better with music.
Absolutely.
And you know, Neptune rules the muses, and I just like that for some reason. And also, it's interesting because even if there's no music playing, I find myself humming a tune. And I'm like, where did I pick up that tune? There's nothing playing in the house. Why did it just come into my brain? I have no idea why this happens, Jacqueline. I just think it's kind of fun.
It is. Any natural water type is going to have an affinity towards the music and the muses, very much so. And, you know, here again, they can be great motivators, especially under that, again, Void of Course Pisces moon that we had. And I just thoroughly enjoy those time periods. I think they're more productive for getting different things done.
Just a funny little quirkish thing I want to say before we take our first caller, and that is, so I'm driving down the road because I had to pick up some things for the house, for the house cleaning. I had to pick up kitty litter, you know, the usual things, you know, me and my wonderful kitties. And all of a sudden, in my brain, and I was actually almost singing it when I was driving when I realized what I was doing, this land is your land, this land, my land. Because, you know, anywhere you drive in Roanoke, you have the mountains all around you, right? And all of a sudden, that song just started playing in my head. It was, like, so cool.
You know, and it is also symbolic of this time of really seeing the beauty of the now, you know. Again, the Venus trying Jupiter still, even though it's retrograde, being in the moment and being in the now is really to all of our greater benefit. And seeing that and really connecting with it, because that's what you did. You connected with it. And that's the song that came out of the picture that you saw. And that's so wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah, you're so amazing. Absolutely, yes. Well, our I think we should take somebody here. I mean, I'd love to chat with you for the hour, but I don't think we can get away with that.
How about we do that?
All right, sweetheart. All right. Air code 904, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, who's this?
Stacy.
Oh, didn't hear your voice. It kind of broke up. How are you, Stacy?
Oh, sorry. Oh, man. I'm trying to see what did I do wrong because, man, last week was brutal. I don't know whether I'm coming, going. It just feels like everything I do is all the way off, completely.
Are you
I've never experienced anything. Excuse me?
Are you December 26th?
The 16th.
Okay. Yeah, because I have more than one of you. All right, thank you. All right, go ahead. So what did you want to know tonight?
Well, what's happening? Because I feel totally off balance. Totally. I've never experienced anything, whether my personal life, work. It just seems like nothing is going in a straight line. Everything is just
in a circle. Where do you live now,
Stacey?
Remind me.
West Palm.
That's what I thought.
West Palm Beach.
Thank you. All right, let's take a look and see if we can help you sort this out, babe. Okay?
Okay.
That's why we're here.
You feel like you're in a box?
Yes. And then they dump some dirt. And it's like I just kept saying to a friend of mine, I said, everything is off. Something is off here. And she's like, oh, girl, you're depressed. No, I'm not. It's something that's off. Totally. I know what I feel.
You have a challenge of a grand square going on in your chart over your Mars. You know, that's a good way to say
it. So I'm not crazy then.
You know, it's a little challenging and a little tricky for you right now. You know, Saturn's sitting in your seventh house of one-to-one relationships, so that's, you know, got a lot of growing and learning and individuality process in this. Mars natally is in your natal chart, not in your relocation. It's in your 10th house of your career along with Uranus. So this whole, you know, it's right in opposition of your own. Okay, so there's this whole transition going on. However, I'm going to lead to a bright spot here. Okay, my little Sag baby, because this too shall pass is what I'm going to tell you. Venus is getting ready
to
go.
It's so brutal, though.
Oh, man, it really takes. And again, I'm going to say because Mercury is transiting through your second house of your self-worth, and so you've got this overanalyzation, like, what did I do wrong? And I'm going to tell you, it's not what you did wrong. It's what the universe says, hey, we got to make some changes here. So we want to take you back a bit and stick you in this box to really see what's most important to you. So that's kind of what's going on, okay? Really, what do you want? And it's more of looking at it in a different perspective than what you're seeing as far as the challenges are concerned, because Venus is getting ready to go into your first house. So you're going to have a guardian angel over your shoulder, and that Leo fire energy of yours can really take charge at points in time. And I think once Mercury gets into Libra and Venus gets in your first house, I think you're going to feel a lot better than you do today. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, I agree, but I also see all the trines and blessing lines with this girl. And
yep.
You have to make an inner decision to bring back your spirit of optimism, girlfriend, because you know what? Some of the stuff you're dealing with is not your monkey and it's not your circus, okay?
Yeah.
You've got some nice trines and blessing lines backing you up right now. So I try to shine more like the sun. I bring back your spirit of optimism because the moon just got into Aries about a couple of hours ago now. And right as what it's going to be doing now over the next 2.5 days, it's going to be forming trines and blessing lines to all your Sag. So you're going to feel a shift by morning. Trust me. Okay.
Okay. I accept it wholeheartedly with open arms.
Yes. And I went
to the beach yesterday because I was like, no, I need to get grounded.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to get grounded or you want to take flight. I want to encourage you to take flight.
Okay.
Oh, I'm saying it. Okay. I think Taurus energies are a little heavy. But you're already past your Mars opposition. Now, Mars is opposing your Venus. Is there a man in your life?
Well, I thought so, but I don't know right now.
Okay.
I was trying to get to know someone.
Right, because Venus and Mars are in opposition now, okay? Because you're Mars in Scorpio and Mars in Taurus in the heavens above us as we're having this conversation. And opposite attract. But you have to sometimes, this is a fixed opposition. So that means you have to choose territories to sustain the relationship for at least another week to two, okay?
Okay.
I would not do like the ultimate thing, like, you know, I wouldn't say, oh, that's it, I'm done, or any of that kind of crap. I wouldn't do any of that right now. What I would do is I would maybe give it a little space. I would listen more and speak less for now.
Okay.
And
oh, thank you, ladies.
It's a short cycle. It's a short cycle.
This seems like a long process.
Well.
I've never experienced, you know, I go through the changes, but I have never experienced anything like this where I'm like, whoa, what is going on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
I agree with Jasmine. You're kind of like you're in a box, but I think – actually, what's going on is I think you're being too reactive to your environment rather than responsive to your environment.
Mm.
I think a little bit of passive resistance right now, just over the next week to two, could really serve you, honey. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Check back in with us and let us know how you're doing, because you know what?
I certainly will.
We're so happy you spoke to us. I'm sure there's other people that are experiencing something similar. I'm so glad you called in tonight. This is great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Have a sweet night.
You as well. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Like I said when I wrote this thing, this is a mixed bag tonight. It's like a kiss and a slap.
It is. It definitely is.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Air code 646, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call. My name is Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Have you called in before?
It's been a long time, so I'm not sure if you can check. I was born in October.
All right, let's take a peek and see what we got.
Mm-hmm.
October what?
30th, 1963.
I'm not seeing it on here. Is it Andy with a Y or an I?
With a Y?
Oh, I don't have it on my system. Okay, so what time were you born, Andy?
2:30 p.m.
Oh, wait. What's your birth date again?
October 30th,
Thanks.
Sorry?
Thanks. I said thank you. And what city were you born in?
It's in India. It's called Aligarh, Aligarh.
Spell it one more time for me. I didn't get the first letter.
A is an apple, L as in Larry, I as in ink, G as in Gary, A as in apple, R as in Robert, H as in hat.
And where do you live now?
Palo Alto, California.
Colorado, California?
Palo Alto.
Two words.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Can you spell the name of the city again?
Aligarh.
Got it. Nice. You're a long way from home, baby.
Indeed.
And how does that make you feel, right?
It's good. It's all good.
It is all good. You know what? It is all good in the end game. And that's where it needs to be. Let's see.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to find that place of birth, too, but I'll find it. I'm persistent.
You haven't found it?
It's there, Aligarh. Correct.
Yeah,
I found it.
There's more than
it's
one.
There.
There's different provinces here. That's why it's a little confusing. We've got Rajasthan, we've got Uttar Pradesh, we've got Northwest, Southeast.
Oh, my God.
Which province was it in, do you know?
Oh, my God. I think it's in probably the UP, the Uttar Pradesh. I think, because it's been a while. I think that's where it was, yeah.
All right, let's go for that.
Okay.
I'm just going to split it down the middle. I'm not going to do northeast or northwest, whatever they want me to do. I'm just going to go ahead and put in the basic one. We're probably within 1 degree of arc. So let's do it that way. And I'm going to relocate you to where you live now.
Okay.
So what would you like to know from us tonight?
What you see in terms of career, any opportunities to make big bucks?
What are you doing for a living?
I'm venture capital. So I try to, you know, invest in startup companies and hope that they, you know, are lucrative down the road.
Okay. And you're in California, right?
Currently, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's take a look and see what's shaking here. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Wow. Wow. Well, I want to say, well, from what I'm seeing, if you can dream it, you can create it. Here's the North Node right now in Taurus, and they're opposing and attracted to your Neptune and your Venus right now in Scorpio. These oppositions will usually indicate interviews would be in place here, or a desire to create a contract or create, again, a group of your own. That's how it kind of looks to me. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I'm going to go on the same theme as you. If you can dream it, you can create it, okay? And I'm going to tell you this. I so agree with this. I do feel that, you know, you're down on yourself and that things have been very heavy for you, okay? I understand that. You know, it's okay, okay? You have an opposition of your Neptune, Uranus, and it's kind of dancing between your Venus and your Neptune. And here again, what I say about that is that it's dark, but it's inspiring, okay? It's kind of like a tunnel that you can't see, but you trust the process and know that the answer is going to be there. you know, I asked what you do for a living, and venture capitalist fits in this. You know, money games are your games. You're the master magician is where I'm going with this. And it's about switching your head. That Mercury in Scorpio gets down, and especially when things are heavy like this in their area. But it's not about being down. It's about using that Mars in Sagittarius and getting yourself up and moving, okay?
Yes.
There's always another way. There's always another avenue, and you're the master magician. You can figure it out.
So I will. You know what? There's
you
been,
can.
Like, for the past few years, I've interviewed so many times to try and move to the New York, New Jersey area to be closer, you know, to friends, and it just hasn't worked out. You know, these were good positions and a lot of interviewing, and till the very end I had high hopes, and it just didn't pan out to anything. I have another interview, just one phone call I had with them, and, you know, they're interviewing other people also, and they said, we'll get back to you at the end of the month. All the people we need to connect with are on vacation. So I'm hoping that's going to go somewhere, because it sounds interesting.
Right. But, yeah, we have a retrograde parade going on right now, because every summer the ponderous planets retrograde. So
mm-hmm.
you might have planted seed that will bear fruit in its season. Know this. Make sure
mm-hmm.
you follow up, okay? In other words,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to encourage you to drop the ball at all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your Jupiter
mm-hmm.
was in Aries when you were born, and Jupiter's only in Aries every 12 years. Now, it popped in there last Christmas, and now it's retrograding back into Pisces a little bit, and that's going to move forward, and you're going to go to a second Jupiter return in your eighth house of investments. And that's what you do.
When will that be? When will that?
It's basically going to be what? In Aries until the 23rd of May of next year, 23. Let me see what's going to pass over you exactly. I'll tell you that. Yours at 11 degrees and 49 minutes. Give me 1 second and I'll look it up. Because I have
Thanks.
The technology.
Great.
Okay. All right, so you're looking at February.
February.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So I'd follow up with people. See, the retrogrades that go on with the ponderous planets usually last several months. So this is time to do the investigation, to do the research, to prepare. And what it does, although it slows down you getting the victory that you desire, ultimately you're going to make a better decision, and Jupiter is going to smile all over you, honey, in February. Okay?
In February, okay. Uh-huh.
So I think you should work on it, and even if you get the job sooner that you want, it probably won't be till February until you feel tenured, okay?
Because uh-huh.
Jupiter, like I said, in Aries, it's really good. It's going to be retrograding right on top of your moon, okay? So just
mm-hmm.
be who you are, because Aries is the I am presence. So you
mm-hmm.
go ahead, you do your interview, you do your thing, okay? You put it out
mm-hmm.
there. They say they're going to get back to you, say, great, hey, send them an email, call them up, say, hi, I'm just following up with you and everything to see if, you know, I know everybody's restructuring right now, and I just wanted to let you know that I'm still very interested.
Mm-hmm.
I would just really put the I am out there so they see you as the ally. Does that make
mm-hmm.
sense?
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm saying too. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. And I say be tenacious, my fixed Scorpio. It will work to your benefit. I agree with everything Aphrodite said. And I'm saying to you, if you keep hitting that same nail, you're going to get to it, okay? I also want to make a footnote that she didn't tell you about retrogrades. One of those that you have interviewed for in the past may come back during that period of time, especially since it still is basically in conjunction with your own natal Jupiter. So don't be surprised if something from your past that you've interviewed for comes back again during this period of time, because that can happen too.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. And even
we'll
if it's not
see.
Immediate, they can tell you the timelines. That would be great, too. See?
Oh.
So keep that positive expectation is what I'm going to tell you.
I'm going to try because, like, it's been hard. You know, it's time-consuming to interview, make time, and, you know, several of them. And it just looked so promising, and it didn't pan out. And I know everything happens for a reason, but it gets deflating. You feel like,
I know. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Sometimes you have to say, okay, next. And then
next.
You know, you could still hear from the people that you talked to before. Say, okay, next. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be sitting here on my thumbs. I'm going to do, okay?
Yeah.
So you're more comfortable when you're moving forward. But, I so agree with Jacqueline. These retrogrades can bring back opportunity. They can say, all right, we're creating this new position. You're like the perfect fit. This is our timeline. Mm-hmm. This is what we're working on and stuff like that. We have your resume on the top of the stack, whatever it might be.
That sounds good.
But
do you see any money? Do you see any, like, chunk of money coming into my future anytime soon?
Is it money owed to you?
Not necessarily owed. Like, I'm hoping one of the investments we've made will come through, like a payout.
I want to say, if that was going to occur, I think it would happen in September. Because you already have some nice trine activity going on with Mercury, which is in Virgo. The sun's on its way in there by the 21st, and then Venus is going to go into it about 6 weeks later. So September, early October, there might be something that will manifest for you, but that's as soon as I would see it. In other words, I don't see it tomorrow. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. There
is a possibility, and it's also a possibility, again, that you could also be informed at that time, again, knowing when it's going to come through. So you have to understand these ponderous planets that are retrograde, sometimes, again, you get the heads up, but you still have to wait a little longer. Okay? So
I understand.
Be as patient and as persistent, as Jacqueline pointed out, as you can be as far as following up on these things. The ball's in the air. Remember, you have to keep your hands moving when you're a juggler, baby, okay?
Okay. All right, that makes sense. Well, thank you so much.
And you keep us posted, sweetheart, okay?
Sure thing. Thanks.
All right, God bless. All right, sweet night.
God bless.
A lot going on that chart, boy. Whew.
Yeah, I liked the juggler bit. That was good. That was the synopsis of her chart right now. Just keep on juggling.
That image just popped into my brain. I can't explain when those things happen, Jack. That's kind of crazy.
It was brilliant for what I'm looking at.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right.
Hey.
Area code 267, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, it's Jessica from Pennsylvania, but you guys have me down as New York City.
How are you, Jessica?
I'm good. I'm good. Things are coming together for me, which is a plus. I'm curious to hear what you're seeing as far as, like, in the career sector. I'm working a job right now that was just like the fastest job that I could get, just to start bringing money in. But I have been looking for a new job that pays a lot more. And also I'm kind of wondering, like, the job that I'm at is very physical. It's very tiring. And I'm not really sure how to handle just being tired all the time. Like, I don't like walking around like this exhausted.
Right. Well, the good news is that you're about to go through your Mars return, okay? And what's going to happen, then it goes into Gemini. It goes into Gemini like in a week. Now, when Mars moves into a new sign, it's there for 7 weeks. And first it's going to pass over your Venus in Gemini, which means you might have two choices. And then it's going to pass over your Jupiter in your sixth house of work and service. But it's not going to do it for a few weeks. But when it does, it usually would indicate that you will actually be offered something very abundant, okay? So I think you're close. I just don't think you're there yet. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I was going to say exactly what you said. Jessica, you're a few weeks away here where things are going to start popping and things are going to be different, especially with your work. Over the next 2 months, things are really going to shift and change for your benefit, especially with your work. So I say, live your dream. I think that because the sun passed over your Saturn, I think that, you know, it's a little dry for you right now, and you're a little more tired than what you normally should. But it's just going to get out of there. It's just, in the next couple of days, the sun's not going to be hitting your Saturn, so you'll have a little bit more energy. But really, look at it more as okay, I'm going to just do this for a temporary period of time and put this in, and then I'm going to move on to the next thing. Because you've only got a few weeks here. I mean, this next week, and I say that a few weeks, I say this next week changes everything, okay? When Mars passes over your Mars and has that Mars return, then Venus, then Jupiter, the next couple months are going to be good. So capitalize on that. So you're tired now. You'll get more strength later.
What else? Well, also, you know, because I'm not, well, so like, yeah, things are still in transition with me with like living situations. So that's also like kind of tiring, you know, how you can't really rest when you're not in your, fully rest when you're not in your home, you know. What did you say? What do you see changing in the next, like you said, 2 months or something like that? A bunch of things are going to change.
You're going to start to get settled. Things are going to start to change. All of your work and your effort that you put from the past is now going to start to manifest piece by piece. That's like I might say, the next couple of months, really things are going to shift in your favor, okay? So don't let it get to you. Uranus is transiting through your fourth house of your home. So you're not going to see it until it's right in front of you. I'm going to say that one more time again, okay? So remember that you'll know it when you have the right house. You're just waiting it out is what I'm trying to tell you. Just do the work, keep your nose to the grindstone, be okay with it, and things are going to start to change.
Right, okay.
See, the house is not ready for you yet. The house is not ready for you yet.
Well, maybe I'm not ready for that house yet or something. I'm still sorting things out with the trigger.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, Saturn's retrograde right now, and it's opposing your natal Saturn. As it retrogrades, it's going to get closer to that opposition, okay? And that's your freedom call. That's where your higher mind and your heart meet when that Saturn continues to retrograde back and get more in opposition to your natal Saturn, okay? Then, as Jacqueline pointed out, and I love it when she says this, you've got to keep the faith because Neptune in Pisces is retrograde too right now. It hasn't set on this star for 165 years, dear heart. This is a one-time passage for everyone, and it's in perfect trine to your Cancer Sun. So guess what? When you wait for it with faith and higher mind and believe, I have to tell you, you're going to be happy as a clam in your endgame. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do feel that happening. The Saturn thing, when is that happening? You're referring to that's happening this week, next, like this upcoming week?
No, it retrogrades about a degree a month, and it goes forward about a degree a month. Okay, it's at 21 and your Saturn's at 16. So we wanted to get it was in at least 3 or 4 degrees, really, okay, in opposition to you. So I would wait it out, okay? And like I said, I think that what you're going to end up doing is you're really going to really love where you end up, and you just have to trust that process.
Yeah. So just the last thing is that when I am working, because I'm not used to working 8 hours out of the house, physical. I'm in that spirit. I was like very much in that spiritual realm that like, hey, when you're tired, you rest and you take a nap. And it's like my life is really busy now. So the thing is just that I start having concerns about like health. You know, is my health okay? Because I know it's not healthy to push yourself and. Just any comments about that? I mean, I've been upping my supplements and meditating a lot, but I just, like, that's where my concern goes when I look at energy levels and tiredness.
Well, I'm thinking within the next 3 weeks, I want to say 22 days, you're going to get your momentum where it needs to be to continue until the dream manifests. Okay?
Okay.
Because Mars is going to move into Gemini, and it's going to be opposing your Neptune in Sag. It's in your 11th house of the light bearer, okay, metaphysics and stuff like that, the spiritual self that you have. And then I think once Mars gets in that position where it opposes your Neptune in Sag, you're going to get the momentum back. and you're going to be able to see more clearly that things are starting to shift, even if it hasn't manifested completely, I think you're going to know it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I want you to be, because once you know it, the anxiety you experience will start to dissipate. Okay.
Yeah, you know, I really am starting to see things shift right now. Like, I'm starting to become part of the community. I'm starting to make friends. Like, it feels really good.
Yeah.
I just want to be well-rested in it. Like, oh, you know, there she is, well-rested and beautiful, rather than, oh, a little tired. You know, like, oh, we could see you're kind of dragging, that type of thing.
Well, I think it's temporary. What do you think?
Yeah,
Jack?
Okay. I agree. It is temporary, and the rhythm, your rhythm will come back, your energy will come back, and I think it's going to be good for you. So just work a few more weeks, and I think you're really going to see it pay off.
Okay. And I'll call you guys when I get the house, because you guys have been with me for the 3 months that I've been on, or I guess the 4 months, even before I left the other place. So I want to celebrate with you guys and thank you. And
let me tell you something that you don't know, Jessica. My daughter's been living with me since April, and she's been looking for her house. And guess what? She signed contract yesterday. Yep.
Awesome. Okay, that's awesome. Congratulations
okay.
to both
so,
of you guys.
Again, so
okay.
just keep the faith and stuff, and this is a sweet piece that she got, too. It's just great. Okay?
Oh, awesome. Congratulations. That's exciting. Thank you for sharing. Okay.
All right, God bless
you.
Later.
Thank you, guys. All right, bless you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye-bye. You know, we live in such a click-and-go world, that's very hard to wait anymore.
Yeah. Everybody wants it and they want it now. Not how it
oh,
works.
Yeah. My computer's slowing down. What just happened? Right? Anyway, you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Erico 347, you're on the air.
Hi, you guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. This is Tanika.
Hey, Tamika, how are you?
Hi. I'm okay.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So you've been busy.
Somewhat. So many things are changing now. You know, I'm dying to do my astrocartography sometime with you guys because my mom is moving, and I am moving with her because I live in her house still, so... And I don't live on my own yet, so I have to go right now where she goes, and she is moving to Florida. And I always wanted to do my astrocartography to find out what you guys see, because I don't know how I always wanted to move down there, but lately I've just been feeling different about it, and I don't know if it's a good idea or bad idea. But anyway, aside from that, there's two guys also that just have been on my mind, and kind of they're from my past, and their birthdays are the same day but different year. And I wanted to ask you about them because one I reached out to, one is still reaching out to me. Both of them I was involved with at different time frames, but I don't know if there's anything there. You know, I would love to be in a relationship. I haven't been in one in a while.
Are you September 3rd?
Yes.
And where do you live now? Have you done it? I was born in Kingston, Jamaica.
Yes, that's where I was born. Right now I live in Long Island, New York, and we're going to be moving like at the end of the month, I think.
Okay.
What city are you moving to?
We're going to be moving to Florida. It's
going
to be like a Tampa area.
Okay.
Take a look and see what we can see for you tonight.
Thanks.
All right. Now, what I tend to do is I am going to progress you to where you live now. And then I'm going to look at Tampa, Florida, as far as your astral cartography. I do it by progression. Other astrologers will do it different ways, but just over the years I've found this is most accurate to many people that I've helped. and I just want to take a quick peek at it so I can maybe give you some insight. And
yeah,
normally,
gonna,
to do this on the show, you know, we got all these people in the queue, but we're going to do it right now, okay?
Right, that's where I was just like, I'll just ask about the guys, because I know that, like, astrocartography takes a minute.
But, again, asking about two guys is going to take us even longer. Okay? I'm just...
No, I know astrocartography takes longer.
Well, I want to tell you that the scores on Tampa for you are good. The friendship usually goes from 0 to 150. Anything over 150 is awesome, okay? Your detailed friendship and family is 190. Your vocation career is 324. Your culture and creativity is 476. Yeah. Yeah. Looks pretty good to me. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to say that for now. Now, you said both of these guys have the same birthday, right? But
yeah.
Let Jacqueline talk about, because she's looking at other things. She's looking at the Florida chart in Tampa, aren't you, Jacqueline?
Yeah, I looked at, you know, the astrocartography on it as well as the relocation to it. And I actually like it for you. I have to agree with Aphrodite. It takes your sun and puts it into your first house, which really gives you a great deal more power of being you and having that wonderful presence. That's how come you see those scores that Aphrodite was talking about very high. Is this because you really get to come out as far as who you are is concerned. So I do actually like the relocation to Florida. I think you're going to find it to be more settled. I think that it's kind of a rebalancing. Florida's a Pisces state, which is in direct opposition to the Virgonian energy, which is what you have. But you have the South Node in that Pisces energy, which means that there's a certain familiarity that you'll have there. I have to say, I think that this would be a better opportunity for you than where you're at now. I have to say that for you.
Yep. I'm looking at that chart with you, Jack, and I so agree. So agree.
It's in the outskirts of Florida, in a town starting with an R. It's like further out in the countryside of Tampa that's getting built up now.
It's fine.
It's still
going to
be within 1 degree of arc, okay,
yeah.
As far as astrology is concerned. It's still going to be within 1 degree of arc. Now, where are the men located? That's my question next.
They're up here. One is in Greece. That's where he's from. He's visiting there, visiting family, and they're both born October 28th, but different years. One is 76 and one is 85.
And where do they live?
They both are up here in Long Island, New York. One lives in this. One is from Astoria, Queens, and one is from here in Long Island, New York.
Okay. Now, would they be willing to move to Tampa because that's where you're going?
No, I don't think so. They don't even.
Well, then I guess it's a moot point then, because you're already planning on moving, right? So I think it might be a moot point unless you want to have a long-distance relationship. That's up to you.
Yeah, I mean, if something was there, I guess.
Okay. Well, we can't do it right now because we have too many people in the queue tonight. So why don't you either give us a call or, you know, ring us back next week, and we'll take a look at it then, okay? But I actually think the Tampa thing is going to be good for you. And so is Jacqueline. So I think that's a heads up for you.
Okay. Do you guys take calls after the show? Can someone call you then?
Yeah, next week. I'm full here tonight. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, love. God bless you. You're going to do okay. Don't worry. Don't worry.
All that Libra energy, I know.
Very worried.
You'll find your mate, I promise you.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're meant to be a wee baby. That's okay. Don't worry about it. All right. God bless you. Sweet night.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Interesting dynamic.
Yes, it is.
I mean, over the last 2.5 years since COVID hit, I've relocated more people than I have in like 12 years over the next 2.5, last 2.5. It's like been crazy. But again, a lot of people couldn't travel there, so they said, well, I want to be near my family, so I'm just going to friggin' move there, and they've done it. I'm sure you've experienced the same thing. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, so many different people, whether it's, you know, again here, we're under foundational shifts, and people are really saying, okay, do I really want to live here? When you've been, you know, secluded to a specific area, you get to really know that specific area, you know, and certain people have said, this is the most ever of relocations, I have to say, this last year, definitely, that I know of in the history of doing this. So,
yeah.
I agree.
But
with
again,
you.
I'm glad people are finding their new space, their new place, and living their vision. And I just so support it. It's not always easy at the very beginning, but it takes 13 months to really adjust to a new environment and a new energy grid and different fixed stars overhead, you know? You have to go through 13 months of every full and new moon to reset your light body anyway. And again, there's a reason that we're propelled to go to a certain place. And sometimes it takes us a few months to really discover it completely, you know? But it's still a win. So, at least that's my view on the subject.
It is.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Aircode 901, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you all doing this great Sunday, excuse me, evening?
I wonder who this could be.
You.
Who could this be? I can't imagine. It seems like a soul sister, like from forever, this girl. I mean, seriously?
And I love you, too. How are you,
you're
like
usually always full of so much cool stuff going on. So what's your take tonight, honey? What are you going through right now that we need to help you with?
I'm going through my arthritis in my neck thing, and I'm just like, okay, what, you know, you'd be like, what, why?
Because Mars
and I'm going
in
like,
Taurus, and Taurus rules the neck and the shoulder area, the thyroid and the carotids. And right now it's opposing your Scorpio moon. It has been doing that very strong for about a week. But Mars also rules inflammation. But Mars is going to be moving out of Taurus within the next few days and going into Gemini. All right? So
okay.
Stay tight with this and treat yourself really good. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I'll also say this, because Mercury is transiting through your sixth house of health. Okay, it is past your Pluto, which is good. Okay, Aphrodite talked about that one. It's kind of like you had one knife stuck in you, and then you had another knife stuck in you. Okay, here again, you're because one comes from that psychological aspect as well. And in both of these cases, they're short-term transits. So I wouldn't worry as much about it as what you are. Again, Mercury is going to be transiting through your house for about a month, okay? It's going to be for the next couple of weeks in Virgo, and then it's going to go into Libra and start to rebalance things out. What I say is release your head, relax a little bit more, and really do some work to really calm yourself down, like Aphrodite said. This is about pampering yourself and treating yourself a little bit more gently right now. And in about a month, it'll be just fine. In a few days, it'll be much better.
I'm going to make two recommendations for you, okay? Because Saturn is retrograde in Aquarius, which rules the entire nervous system, okay?
Oh,
and it's also
okay.
Square to your moon, okay? And two things I want to recommend. Somebody that does Reiki or acupuncture or acupressure on the nerves could probably be very good, even if you just get a short treatment, okay? Because what's happening is the nerves are, I think, somewhat aggravated, or they're not flowing as smoothly as they could.
Yeah.
And it's about energy work more than doing anything critical right now, like surgery. No. This is about energy work to open up the meridians. Is what I'm seeing here, and I have a medical background. I'm not a doctor that way. I'm a doctor. You know, I have a doctorate in metaphysics, but not in medical. But I have a medical background, and I think it would really give you a lot of relief if you do this, hon. It's going to give you a lot of relief. Okay.
Oh, okay. Because I was doing energy exercises. It was like a regular routine, and then I just stopped doing them. I did it for probably about 2 months, and then I just stopped. Okay.
See, I think you need to have somebody do it for you. I don't want you to do it yourself. I want somebody to do it for you so you can relax and really get into the opening of those meridians. Let somebody do it for you. Do an exchange if you want. Do a reading on them or whatever else you want to do spiritual for them. You might even be able to do it in exchange. But I think that would be good for you right now to allow yourself to be served, like Jacqueline spoke of. Okay?
Okay. I would have to see if I can find somebody. So until in between time, I have to treat myself until I can find someone.
Well, that's why we have Google.
Yeah, I have someone in mind. I'm going to reach out to them when I finish talking to you and see she's been doing it that plus long. I know 10, 15 years, that long Reiki practitioner, because I got my attunements through her. So I'm going to reach out to this lady that I know. And I have been, and I know inflammation aggravates the nerves, your bones, and your muscles. So I'm just had an epiphany, like listen to my body and find out why.
Yeah, when you tense up, you have pain. What you do is you cause your body to tense up. So if there's a nerve that's already feeling somewhat occluded, you're going to increase the pressure and you're going to increase the pain. See? So when you have the pain, that's when you make the call. You say, oh, I need help. Okay? Because your body is telling you, help me, right? That's what it's doing.
Yes. I opened up a book of Science of Mind, and it was like, well, if you allow something to, you know, if you got your attention and focus on that, then it'll irritate you. I said, oh, okay, so stop saying this or it's irritating me and listen to, okay, the why. Why is this going on? Well, what am I eating or what am I, like you said, tensing up and relax that area more because I do.
You're carrying too many burdens right now, and you need to drop a few, okay?
Okay.
It's that simple. See, you're carrying things in your shoulders that you need to let them just slide off your shoulders and go down to your feet right now. Because burdens on the shoulders affect the neck, okay? It tenses up the upper body, and it engages the cervical vertebrae. That's what's going on here, okay? So you say to yourself, why do I feel so burdened? Well, maybe it's not something I have to deal with right now, not today. So let it rest. Just let it fall off your shoulders and rest beside your chair. And say, I release these burdens to you, Lord, however you define the divine energy, however you do it, okay? Say, I release these burdens, and I trust the greater universe. How about that? Try that, too.
Awesome.
Do that, too.
Spectacular.
Okay.
When is the universe going to open up a way for me to go to work? I mean, it's like I had an interview, been laid off since last year. So it's like, okay, one interview that fell through, still looking, still applying. Like, okay, universe, come on. You know, the right job. Right position. What is
I know
going
Jacqueline
on?
Has something to say about this, so I'm going to be quiet. Jacqueline, I know what you're going to say, but go ahead and say it.
You want me to say it? Well, you know, I love you too. It is going to come, okay? It is all in the right timing. Jupiter is retrograde, but it's going to go direct, and it is going to pass over your sun, and it's going to go into your first house. First of all, this is great advantage is for you to find the right job. And I'm going to say, which is what Aphrodite, and that's the reason why she's cracking it up, is just have faith. Because everything happens at the right place at the right time for the right reason. And the one will open up here soon. okay? It's a matter of patience and waiting for it to happen. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay, have patience.
If I had a burden, that would be the one, but as I take a look around, I'm going like, okay, I still able to pay money. Money just will show up.
Mercury's already in Virgo moving to your sixth house of work and service, and that's why you've been interviewing. But when the sun gets in on the 21st of this month, the sun is going to go into your sixth house of work and service before the close of the month. So because of that, you're going to shine more at your interviews than you are right now. So right now, just take care of your physical self. The universe is saying, wait a minute, Sylvia, before we move forward, let's get you back in balance. Okay, let's get you back in balance. Let's alleviate some of the pain you're experiencing. Let's make sure you're balanced when you go into that interview. So work on you first. And remember that if the divine loves you, you need to love yourself more than sometimes you do. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just to be thankful for what you do have and know you will be helped to get your balance back. Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. I greatly appreciate that. So I am going to yield the floor so you all can take another caller for y'all. Go.
All righty then. Stay out of trouble if you can, and if you can't, don't get caught.
No trouble to get in. Not here. Not me. Mm-mm.
Oh, good girl. Okay.
Thank you all so much. Keep me on. I love y'all more. I'll be listening out for y'all for next week.
All right, good girl. All right, God bless you.
You too.
Awesome. She's amazing, isn't she?
She is so fun.
She is. Okay, we've got a couple people hang up. Let's see who's next then. Okay, we're just going to go for it.
Okay.
Air code 904, you're on the area. Hi.
You already got me.
All right, you're just listening? Okay.
Yes.
Let me go to the next one, man. Sorry.
No worries.
God bless.
Tamika.
Put her back on hold so she can listen. We already got 347, too. So everybody's on here is just listening now. That's kind of cool. And that's okay. Because we're 3 minutes to the end of the show anyway. Let's tell them how they can find us if they want us to do like the astrocartography or compatibility, how they can reach us so that we can spend a little bit more time with them and be more detailed with them. So tell them how they can find you, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, you can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Alphabet?
You can reach me at 540-400-0100. And this has been the Illumination Station. And Jack and I are always happy to serve you. And we'll be speaking with you next week, next Sunday night. And in the meantime, have a stellar week.
Have a good week. Good night.
Good night.